Talking about the side effects of the mycophenolate mofetil, it has several side effects on the various systems of the body. We'll begin with the gastrointestinal side effect and toxicity. It causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, constipation, and gastrointestinal tract ulceration, due to which it is given in the enteric coated tablets in a dose of 720 mg and 360 mg. Whereas in the non-enteric coated tablet form, it is given in the dose of 500 mg, 1000 mg, and we can increase it up to a 1.5 grams maximum dose. So the gastrointestinal side effects can also be decreased by taking the tablet with the food, taking enteric coated tablet as I mentioned, and by dividing the dose, or instead of giving it BD, we can give it in divided doses in a 3 times daily dose. It also increases the cytomegalovirus associated colitis. Then comes hematological side effects or toxicity associated with mycophenolate mofetil. It causes pancytopenia, that is anemia, neutropenia and thrombocytopenia. It has a specific effect on the neutrophils, which is known as the pseudo-Pelgrave-Huell anomaly, in which the neutrophils have bilobed nucleus instead of the hypersegmented nucleus. This side effect is very specific for mycophenolate mofetil. Then just like the other immunosuppressive treatments, it also increases the risk of the infections, including the opportunistic infections, viral infections like cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, herpes simplex, herpes zoster, bacterial infections like Pseudomonas, urinary tract infections caused by the various organisms, atypical mycobacterial infections, fungal infections. It also increases the risk of the cancers, mainly the EBV associated B cell lymphoma and non-melanoma skin cancers. Another aspect of the mycophenolate mofetil is that it is highly teratogenic drug, and that is why it is absolutely contraindicated in pregnancy, and because it is also excreted in the breast milk, so it should not be prescribed during the lactation or to the lactating mothers. It is a pregnancy category D drug because of this side effect. So it causes craniofacial malformations and cardiac malformations. The other important side effect is the its effect on the kidneys, because it induces its toxic effect on the kidneys, producing hematuria, biuria, frequency dysuria, and urgency. Other include CNS side effects such as tremors, dizziness, headache, anxiety, depression. It may also cause hypercholesterolemia, hyper or hypotension, and electrolyte disturbances. It may also cause cardiopulmonary side effects such as cough, dyspnea, pneumonia, interstitial lung disease, fibrosis, may induce arthralgias, and cutaneous side effects include urticaria and the other form of the allergic reactions.